Let's go.
Hello, darling. Yes, sirree, it's little old me, that kid in the park talking about that event after dark. Chris, your grace from outer space. Here on Movie Macabre, we usually watch those stinkers that make us rethinkers. Sorry, I'll stop. We're back for HHN 32 with a watch list of classics and your new favorite movies, and a playlist full of what I think matches all of this year's groovies. Sorry, again. We should say that the event is here. Today, hopefully, because I have 2 days to release this to be on time. And I'm just gonna run down the house list and scare zones to start this off. For the people listening to this in 2043, probably. That being hopeful that the world survives another 20 years. Blood Moon, Dark Offerings is a house about a moon-worshipping cult taking the Blood Moon as its sign to kill the non-believers. The Exorcist Believer follows the new movie coming out in a couple weeks. Smiley Face. Yes, Smiley Face is in the script because I am excited about going through it, but I can't say anything else about the story because the movie's not out. Stranger Things 4 follows the fight with Vecna in the haunted house. This podcast isn't filmed, but just so you know, my body is being lifted into the air right now and my bones are... ow. Snapping violently in ways that bones shouldn't be... okay, we get it. Snapping, but I don't know for sure, because I'm not a doctor. Dueling Dragons Choose Thy Fate is a house based on a defunct roller coaster and, wait, here's some backstory for the future. I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years from now. What used to be Merlinwood and the Lost Continent. You know, the place where either Zelda or Harry Potter is now. Okay, now back to 2023. It follows the war between Blizzrock the Ice Dragon and Pyrock the Fire Dragon, chasing Merlin's book down to take over the realm. Yeti Campground Kills is a look at our big furry friend in not a swamp, not the cold icy tundras, but loose on a camp of not-so-bright-eyed stargazers. Their eyes aren't bright anymore because they're dead. And some of them probably had their eyes taken out. Sorry, Lexi. Chucky Ultimate Kill Count was based on the Chucky house announced at the end of HHN 31, although we don't get to experience that one. We get to experience Chucky the Killer Doll actually let loose in this Orlando theme park event and watch him terrorize guests and team members and kill them. The actual Chucky doll took over a house that was full of fake death and will be doing what he does best, having a nice lovely family of dolls. Oh, and killing. Dr. Oddfellow's Twisted Origins is a house depicting the rise of a man whose ambitions mean the end of us. The more power he accumulates, the more evil he unleashes on the world, and we probably won't be around to see his reign. Thanks, vampires and Jack the Clown. You should have made sure he stayed dead. The Darkest Deal follows a man with dreams of being immortal. Well, not the kind like Dr. Oddfellow and Jack, but immortalized in blues history. Pinestraw Bruce sold his soul to the devil for some fame and fortune, and the devil is coming to collect. The Last of Us follows the events of the first game. I was going to put by Naughty Dog, but it wasn't their first game, so I kind of just stopped myself in the script because I can't think of a way to phrase it. There's a second game and it doesn't follow that one. It follows the first game. And that first game is by Naughty Dog. So, is the second game. But we're not talking about that one right now. Also not talking about the show right now. I mean, we can. I really liked it. The episode 3 thing happened yesterday at the time of writing this, and that's sad. I gotta go. There's other houses to be talked about right now. Universal Monsters Unmasked. This is the other house I was going to talk about. Turns out there was just one left, but I don't like to get ahead of myself when I write these, and I don't like to go back and revise. There's monsters. They don't have masks, right? Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde have come to the Hunchback's home. The Invisible Man is there too. You just can't see him. You really gotta trust me on this one. Stop squinting. He's invisible, and you need to throw paint or flour all over him. Or listen for the laugh. The other monsters had their turn. Now the other guys have come out to play.
Now that we've seen the last of Dracula, the Wolfman and the monster, there's nobody to frighten us anymore.
Oh, that's too bad. I was hoping to get in on the excitement.
Who said that?
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm the Invisible Man.
Dr. Oddfellow's collection of horrors, a roaming caravan of monsters and maniacs, have taken the Plaza of the Stars. I'm not looking at spoilers for the events, so I would just assume it is like the rest of the Plaza of the Stars scare zones, and it features a monster from every scare zone in house, or the henchman of the doctor.
Excuse me, ma'am, but I ain't never seen a normal stand up for us.
I too am a freak. One eye is blue and the other a pale brown.
I wouldn't want to be you, lady.
Vamp 69, Summer of Blood is the New York scare zone, and the summer of love is ending in a bloodbath. Bikers, lovers, and a hive of vamps collide on a stage that was set for psych rock in the best outfits the human race has come up with. Will you make it out without having your card punched or your neck punctured?
Take that, vile fiend!
Dad, that's his crotch.
Oh, sorry.
Shipyard 32, Horrors Unhinged, is in San Francisco, and I think I've missed all of the info on this one. Sounds like a Hellblock spinoff? What if half of the prison was being sent off to another detention center on containers on a ship, and it crashes into San Francisco? Will the chocolate store and fish restaurant survive? Will the power of family save us all? Probably not, honestly. Family can't even save Supercharged.
Aww.
Jungle of Doom Expedition Horror... Wait, I just realized this is the third scare zone with the word horror in it, and the second scare zone with the word of in it. Could it mean something? Stick around and find out after the commercial break.
There's this weird guy on Channel 9 this fall, and I guarantee he'll give you nightmares. His name is Freddy something or other, but immediately following Freddy, I'm back. Now, if I'm Mistress of the Dark, and Freddy's gonna give you nightmares, I would think twice before falling asleep Saturday night. Remember, don't miss A Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy's Nightmare, and me, Elvira. Saturdays beginning at 10 p.m. Nowhere else but Channel 9.
Elvira's Movie Macabre tonight at 11.
I think the scare zone is what would happen if your plane crashed into the jungle while the mist from Stephen King's story rolled through. Unimaginable horrors and mutated creatures stalking you like a jaguar, waiting for its turn to pounce and feast. Will the monsters on the ground get you, or will the sky puppies strike first? Dark Zodiac is a scare zone for the astrology girlies. I'm a Capricorn sun, and that's all you have to know about me. Will this scare zone follow the signs, transforming into monsters like a lucky zone did before, or will each zodiac get its turn over time? Do you have a pen and paper? Is your notes app open so you can make your watch list for HHN 32? Well, if only there was some kind of stop button on this. Or a wait a second button. A pause button. A little circle that you press that makes pictures of cat and dog paws pop up. Wait, no, that wouldn't work. I guess a PAUSE button would help you have time to prepare to write down your homework. For Blood Moon, we're gonna go with Hereditary. I originally had The Mist from 2007 in the spot for its crazy religious leader who was ready to sacrifice a child so no more squid tentacles would reach through the mist. But we love culty movies here on Chris's Film Frights, and we gotta go with the one that is ahead above the others. Okay, I'll probably have like a little warning at the beginning of the episode, but I have a cold right now and I'm losing my voice, so if it starts to sound shaky and a little bit different, I recorded this all at the same time, but I don't talk much in my day-to-day life, as I've said before. So just this 9 minutes of recording so far has destroyed my voice. So yeah, it's gonna be really fun to meet people at horror nights this year and then see that I've lost my voice by 7 p.m. So yeah. For the Exorcist Believer, watch The Exorcist Believer. I had the same problem last year when the IP House featured a movie that had just came out. So the only other one I'd say is worth a go is the original. And because it's not on the playlist, listen to Tubular Bells. My god, that is one of the best horror scores. For Stranger Things, you guessed it. Watch Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, to see the main villain who has always been around in the background pulling the strings. Or, you know, you could skip that one and watch Stranger Things Season 4. I also don't hate any of the Star Wars movies. Sorry, I just had to make a joke about Palpatine. For Dueling Dragons, there's a movie about a fire dragon and an ice dragon fighting, but I'm not gonna watch it. It's called Fire and Ice. I don't know. Watch Shrek. There's a cool dragon in it. For Yeti, watch The Missing Link. I've never seen it, but I own the Blu-ray, so I will soon. Leica never misses. And then watch that one clip of Jason Voorhees grabbing someone in a sleeping bag and smashing them against a tree. I don't know what Friday the 13th it is. That's all you need. YouTube it. It's surprising it took so many sequels for Jason to do that. I know. For Chucky, watch Chucky. I have no joke for this one. I'm coming up a little short. Now be a doll and tune in, because I hear there is a lot of love put into that show, and it's at LGBT rights.
You know, I have a queer kid.
You have a kid.
Gender fluid.
And you're cool with it.
I'm not a monster, Jake.
For Dr. Oddfellow's Twisted Origins, I have nothing. I can only think of Cirque du Freak. I love those books, but I can't in good conscience recommend that movie. It has a ringleader, and that's the only reason I'm thinking of it. I guess I could just recommend The Greatest Showman with those qualifications. I mean, I guess if you want a scarier story, you can watch the Freak Show season of American Horror Story. For The Darkest Deal, you can live deliciously and watch Anya Taylor-Joy's Big Break, The Witch. No spoilers, but kinda, because I put it in this watch list.
Wouldst thou like to live deliciously?
For The Last of Us, watch a playthrough of the game or watch the show. Kind of hard to recommend something for IP houses when you'd be better off watching the property it's based on. For Universal Monsters Unmasked, I am once again begging you to watch Transylvania 6, 5000. Almost all of these monsters appear. It's a comedy horror. It's Gina Davis as a vampire and Jeff Goldblum as a reporter. Please, it's on Amazon Prime. It deserves love and adoration. Oh no. I'll be honest, not as much time was spent on picking these scares on movies because they're a lot harder to funnel into a property that would match. For The Doctor's Collection of Horror, I can only say to watch like the first 20 minutes of Cirque du Freak. I don't know, I haven't seen it in forever, but I know they have some good carnival stuff. For Vamp 69, watch From Dusk Till Dawn. Bikers and music and a human body guitar. I know we already had a house, but it's always a good time to rewatch it. For Shipyard, I will not recommend Cabin in the Woods, like I did for Hell Black. Wink wink. For Jungle of Doom, watch 2007's The Mist. I am so excited for big creatures and their victims, mutated monsters. I want to feel hopeless of a way out. I can't think of a more fitting movie, unless I calculated the vibes wrong, then I'm so sorry. Oops. For Dark Zodiac, watch 7. We saw the horrific versions of the 7 deadly sins. Now we see the signs in the sky and the signs of the end times, because our charts aren't looking good. Now for the playlist. I hope you can keep up and I can just do this quickly. If not, I have the playlist on my Twitter and I'll put it in the show notes for this episode. Horror Nights Cat on Twitter, by the way. The Season of the Witch cover by Lana Del Rey for Blood Moon.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. They're strange, so strange. It's very strange to me. You got to pick up every stitch.
Baptism by Crystal Castles for Exorcist. Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears for Stranger Things.
I wanted to be with you alone.
Calaveritas by Anna T-I-J-O-U-X for Dueling Dragons.
Todos llevamos dentro un muerto que acompaña, que aparece cuando la noche llega y el sol se apaga. Todos llevamos dentro un muerto que acompaña, que aparece cuando la noche llega y el sol. Salud y vida por nuestros muertos. Calaveritas, mi negro, fúnebre cielo.
Sweetest Kill by Broken Social Scene for Yeti. I Want to Kill You by Darling Violetta for Chucky. This song isn't on any streaming services, so I'm going to try to upload it to YouTube by now. Been a Wrong Road by Cameron Steele for Twisted Origins. In the Room Where You Sleep by Dead Man's Bones are in the place for the playlist because it also fits and is great. Little Demon by Screaming Jay Hawkins for Darkest Deal.
Down in the valley on the foggy hill rock stood a crazy little demon blowing his top. Fire in his eyes and smoke from his head. You gotta be real cool to hear the words he said. He did soul for the one he loved, so he had death on his mind, cause my demon let him go. He's gonna run through the world till he understand his pain. Somebody help him get my demon home again.
Twist the Knife by The Chromatics for The Last of Us. And Mad Scientist by Suicide Booth for Monsters.
A
now for Scare Zones. False Tango of the Last Trapeze by Cameron Steele again, for Collection of Horror. I can't replace that one, so I added another vamp song in the playlist. Speaking of which, Vampire by Dominic Fike. Can you feel the bright of the eyes on your neck? Passing you on the way down, descending the stairs, and the whole room is watching while pretending to dance. And Transylvania Disco by Luke Millian for Vamp 69. Neither are psych rock, but the vibes are there. Ready for the Magic by Honeyblood for Shipyard. Strong by Sugar, S-U-G-R, ? For Jungle of Doom. And Witching Hour by Peach Rings for Dark Zodiac. This is your watch list and your playlist for HHN32, and I gotta say that the playlist is perfect unless I completely misread the vibes of the event, but hey, I put a lot of thought into the playlist and it just sounds great in the season. Thanks for joining us here on this delectably devious demonstration of movies and music. You think I had another D word? I mean I do, duck, but it wouldn't fit there. Now I gotta go back into the coffin because things are getting odd this year. Unpleasant dreams. Wait, a couple more things. I just wanted to shout out Glitz and Ghouls, a podcast coming soon by Sarah and Michi, two of my besties. two people who I would listen talk about anything, but they will specifically talk about horror movies, theme parks, and HHN, of course. That's coming out soon, so be on the lookout for that one. Make sure to follow them on anything that they're on. And also check out Ghostly Swoosh by Katie. Check out See You At, a pop culture podcast by Cece. And I don't know. Go on my Twitter, and all I do is just promote my friends because they're all doing amazing things. See you in the fog.